Do you think you know everything about meta titles and descriptions? I have some tips for you. Hello, thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. Patrick Stocks has a great Twitter thread with some uncommon knowledge about meta titles and descriptions, and it was just so amazing. I had to share the highlights with you. So here we go. Did you know that many top ranking websites don't have meta descriptions, and often Google doesn't use your provided meta description? An Ahrefs study found that 25% of the top-ranking pages don't have a meta description, and Google often uses different text in the meta description 62.78% of the time. Side note, this actually doesn't surprise me because I work on large authoritative websites that rank just fine, and they get a decent click-through rate from the search engine result pages without meta descriptions. And in the grand scheme of things, in a technical SEO audit, I've personally deprioritized filling in meta descriptions for those types of sites. So here's a couple other not so very well-known tips. The snippets search shift a lot between mobile and desktop, and page titles and meta descriptions are often used in image search. In fact, Google's documentation highlights that page titles and descriptions are used to generate the title and the snippet for image search. If your page is indexed, but your title's empty, oftentimes the title that is shown is actually from the anchor text of links to that URL. If you have a PDF with no title, then the title is sometimes pulled from the PDF file name. Note, this is actually why I recommend a lot of my clients start optimizing their PDF files. Search snippets can be pulled from the content of the page, not your meta description. And in fact, quote, the data no snippet code can be used on the span, the div, and the section elements to prevent Google from using any of those content sections for your search snippet. And actually, apparently, Dan Peterson discovered that you can use the data no snippet code on all of your paragraphs and force Google to use your meta description if that's what you want to do. Featured snippets add a parameter to the URLs now, which is called this scroll to text fragment. And it looks like this pound, you know, text with some added extra text on the end of the URL. Anyway, when the user clicks the feature snippet, it takes the user to that specific text on the page, and then it will highlight the text too. You can actually track clicks to these in Google Analytics by setting them up as a custom dimension via Google Tag Manager. So those are your meta title and descriptions for the day. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.